This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ready to roll with another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. So thank you. If you're listening on 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, or AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO 1090 Radio, Tioga, Watford City, Williston, Powers Lake, Partial, Stanley, you get the idea. We love you. Thank you. That's KTGO, then KLTC in Dickinson. 1460 on the radio dial, the voice of the Western Edge. Glad you're listening today. Thank you very much. And the show, of course, not only airs live from 9 to 11 Central Time, but replays as well, 7 to 9 on 550 K-Fire. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, alongside me every single day. Hello, Todd. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you?
I'm doing good today. We have a busy show. We have Congressman Kevin Cramer's weekly talk radio town hall next hour. We have Senator John Hoeven joining us at the bottom of this hour. I'm just going to briefly touch on some of the things we'll no doubt be covering with Senator Hoeven and Congressman Cramer here at the top of the hour. And then we're going to get into something big, really big, freedom. We are celebrating freedom today on the program for a population that is very prevalent in these parts of the Northern Plains, and we'll have a real live Norwegian here on the program to talk about it, an expert on that country known as Norway that so many of us have roots in and from that got us here to the Northern Plains. So let's do that because today is big. I don't know. Todd, you probably know, but today's a big day. Big day.
That's a huge day. You bet it is.
Exactly right. My quick commentary on another quote-unquote bombshell news story that has gripped Washington and gripped your cable channels and gripped the political world and everything else is here's what's going on in my mind. Donald J. Trump, the president of the United States, is doing so much so well, which is completely at odds with the direction the swamp would want him to go, that they've decided he must be destroyed. These day after day after day bombshells, where they create a crisis daily, are bogus. It's ridiculous. So they're doing everything in their power. We need a special prosecutor. We need impeachment hearings. We need a Trump-hating FBI director. The level of playing field. They're piling on. This is the swamp fighting back against someone who came from the outside that doesn't know what's normal and what the procedures are. If you do it this way, that's how the swamp trains you. You do it this way. And whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you do it the swamp's way. That's how it works in Washington.
Ooh.
Donald Trump's not playing by those rules.
Isn't that why he got elected?
Exactly. That's what they don't understand. See, they think, oh, okay, fine, he said all that stuff, but he's going to change all that. This is all about the swamp fighting back. So my advice to you, if you support Donald Trump's effort to drain the swamp, if you support his policies on tax reform or pipelines or take your pick, folks, trade, whatever, his promise to make America great again in so many areas, build the border wall, take on ISIS, rebuild our military, fix the broken VA, whatever. There's plenty of things out there. I'd suggest you ignore the fake news and their agenda, that you simply get to the root cause of a lot of these issues. Inform yourself on them. Stand up for that agenda. But also, keep him in your prayers. Can you imagine what he and his family, his staff are going through? The White House is under attack right now. It is under attack. They can do some things better. Knowing this is how Washington works, we'll talk about that a little later with Congressman Kramer and Senator Hovind. But by and large, this is unprecedented. Nobody's seen anything like this. I heard Brett Hume say that last night on Fox News Channel. He's covered every White House since Nixon. Said never seen anything like this. This level of assault from your political opponents, from the media, from the political class was, I think, the term he used. It's very appropriate. I agree with him completely. So just wanted to share some of my comments because most of the comments on these topics today will come from Senator Hovind, Congressman Kramer, and you at 800-228-0550. If you have any questions for our next guest, a real live Norwegian, right here, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio. But beyond that, not only an authentic Norwegian, an expert on the great country of Norway, the one and only Carol Juven of Juven Tour is here today to talk about this day, May 17th, and what it represents, freedom, also known as Sitting to My Day. There are celebrations happening all across the Northern Plains today. If you know of one and you want to get a shout-out about it, let us know. We'll talk about a couple today on the program. I see Watford City's got some fun planned today. Way to go, Watford City! Not going to miss a beat. I am smelling the meatballs already at tonight's Sitting to My celebration at the Sons of Norway. It'll take place in Fargo from 5 to 6:30, so there's a lot of them that are happening. And it should be great fun. Carol Juven, thank you for joining us. How are you?
Thank you. Delighted to be here. Just perfect.
Happy Sitting to My Day.
Thank you, and the same to you. And we would say in Norwegian, Takk I like måte. Thank you, and the same to you.
Is that right? Say that one more time for me.
Takk I like måte. Thanks, and the same to you.
I'm going to get that down by the end of the day, by golly. I'll have to brush up on my Norwegian before,
You're going to need that.
We head off next month with some listeners to the Midnight Sun Celebration in Norway.
Yeah. That is correct, and you'll be looking at these absolutely magnificent waterfalls, the fjords, and, of course, the spectacular mountains of Norway.
How many fjords are in my future again?
8 of them.
Is that right? How many fjords are in Norway? Has somebody lost count?
Oh, boy. There's 50,000 islands. I don't know the number of fjords. It's unreal.
Amazing. So what does this day represent for Norwegians and those of Norwegian descent?
Today is Constitution Day, really, that when the Constitution was signed at Eidsvoll on the 17th of May in 1814, they got their freedom from Denmark. And Denmark lost and was on the losing side of the Napoleonic Wars, and Sweden then took over Norway in the agreement. And then in 1905, Norway got its total independence in its own constitution, and they have been independent ever since. And freedom to them means a lot. The day is really dedicated to the children because the Germans would not let them celebrate Constitution Day.
This would have been in World War II.
In World War II, that was out. So they, instead of having the adults, they used the children, and it's called the Barnetog. And the children would march with their hats and sing, and it became a spectacular thing under Hendrik Bergeland.
Now, this was after the Germans...
Yes, after they'd left.
After they'd left. But there was 5 years they occupied Norway.
5 years, right.
5 years the Germans... So what was, I would imagine on Sitting to My Day, that time also represents, a very painful part of the history of Norway.
Right. They could not celebrate it in any way, shape, or form because they were under occupation.
So, it was shut down.
350,000 German soldiers occupied Norway. You will experience and see many of the bunkers, the unbelievable sights that are a result of the war and the end of the war.
So we celebrate to this day. I mean, is Sitting to My Day a favorite part of your year?
It's the biggest day in Norway. It's the biggest day, that's not proper grammar, but it is big, big, big in Norway. It's big, big, big just for us here at in Fargo. And, of course, all of the various Sons of Norway lodges celebrating.
Who else today is celebrating today that you know of?
Wahpeton is having Pie Day at noon.
Oh, my
at
Lord.
Bethel.
You hear that, Todd?
Homemade pies. And
at Bethel Church, you say?
Yes.
At noon today.
And
Wahpeton's close, Todd. I think we could, you know.
And Valley City, they're having a big luncheon at noon. We have people from Fargo going over, and there's entertainment, there's food. All the Norwegian goodies are being served for the people to enjoy. And tonight is no exception.
Love those sitting to my celebrations. Any questions about Norwegian history or about Norway today, maybe? Or I want to talk a little bit about the wave that came over here and made North Dakota what it is, too, when we come back with Carol Jupe.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Gast. NDSU Extension Weed Specialist Dr. Rich Zollinger reminds soybean farmers the importance of pre-plant and pre-emergent herbicides. The North Dakota Weed Control Guide contains guidelines for effective and successful weed management. Rotate herbicides with different mechanisms of action and control weeds in field parameters and drown out areas. One of the most important strategies for effective weed management is don't forget the pre. Apply effective pre-emergent herbicides at full rates and include herbicides of multiple mechanisms of action. Pre-emergent herbicides will reduce weed emergence and allow flexibility in post-emergent herbicide application timing. Residual pre-emergent herbicides applied to soil and at early post-emergent timing will suppress weed emergence through canopy closure, particularly those with a long germination pattern. Use pre-emergent herbicides that will effectively control problem weeds.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Fine sponsors of today's program. We thank the good folks at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by giving you choice at the pump. And I think it's only fair that I tell you that in addition to that, they have great cookies. Really good cookies. And they're owned by you. Locally owned, too. And they have that 4 for $4 special where you get the two cookies, the Hot Stuff personal pan pizza, and the 20-ounce drink. All yours for $4. Four items for $4 at Petroserve USA. Okay? Back with Carol Juven. I have a Norwegian expert in here today for you, ladies and gentlemen, on Sitting to My Day to celebrate. And Carol, of course, has sent many, 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 many folks from this region to Norway on some spectacular tours. I'm using your lingo now. Spectacular.
They are spectacular.
I know they are. Al in Grand Forks has a comment for us here. Al, go ahead for Carol Juven.
Well, Sutton am I, Scott. Anyway, I flew in the military for many years, and in a conversation with my co-pilot one day, we were talking about the snow and stuff, and the conversation came up, how come the rocks are painted white? Well, when the Germans occupied Norway, they were heading for the snow to land in. So the smart Norwegians that painted the rocks to look like snow, so the Germans got a rude stop.
That's a good story. I like that. What do you think, Carol?
Well, if it's got some merit, I like it.
Yeah, you want to trust but verify on that one?
Could that be part of the celebration?
There you go. Exactly right. Paint those rocks. I love it, Al. Thank you very much, sir. And happy Sitting to My Day to you. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Norwegians in North Dakota, are they in every corner of North Dakota, more in certain areas? How did those immigrating here decide where to settle?
Actually, the northern half of North Dakota is... And the Red River Valley is very Norwegian, but 32% of the population is Norwegian, and approximately 32% is German. And Germans of Russia.
And how about the neighboring states, Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota, equal amounts? Do we have more Norwegians than they do, or less, about the same, or what?
We have more, percentage-wise. The numbers are different. Of course, their populations are higher. Minnesota has 12% of the population is Norwegian. And I don't know the percentage for Montana, but the northern half of Montana is really Norwegian. And I've traveled all of that area, and there's some that only lodges all the way across there. The state of South Dakota is same way. It's approximately 20%. I can't remember whether it's 19 or 18 or 20 or whatever, but it's one of those right there. And it's a fantastic thing to just go through the country and meet and greet the Norwegians and so on. I've had 47,000 of them with me on tour in Norway over the last, and other countries, of course.
And how do you, so if you take me to Norway, which you're going to do next month, and a group of our listeners are heading over there, How do we connect with relatives over there? How does that work? Get off a phone book or what?
If you know the name, I'll have them for you right at your doorstep or at the bus or at the hotel or wherever. We just call them and set it up. And if you decide you want to drive to them, we'll set that up too so that you can get up there and can say hello to them. And they really appreciate when the Americans come to say hello and hello, cousin. We have not met, but here we are. And sometimes it's the third and fourth generation down the road that come to visit. And you're taken in like a long-lost sheep. They are wonderful to you. And it's an exciting thing when it happens. Your heart starts pumping with joy because it's wonderful.
Actually, my wife has had some experience staying in touch with relatives in Norway, still connects with them on Facebook. I mean, Christmas cards come and birthday cards come and back and forth. But that all started with a trip to Norway many years ago with her mother, you know, when she was much younger. So it's a neat connection to know, your family. And, of course, there's a lot of heartbreaking stories about, you know, one family member coming when they were young and the other staying back. Or, you know, I mean, the things parents did to see to it that their children had an opportunity in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Pretty incredible, isn't it, Carol?
Oh, it's wonderful. And what happens, meeting the people that you are related to, it, regardless of how far down the chain you are, it's a gratifying, satisfying feeling for you to know where your roots are, where you came from, who your family is, and you'd be surprised who they really are when you meet them.
Texter says, I am Norwegian and part German as well, but I'm not familiar with this holiday. How is it spelled and what is it celebrating? I always say it's like the it's Norway's July 4th.
17 Mai, 17 is Setna, and S-Y-T-T-E-N-D-I, or D-E either way, is 17th of May. Celebration. It is the largest day, as we talked about earlier, in the Norwegian's life.
But it's their July 4th, right?
Their July 4th.
You know, it's Norway's July 4th, just like we celebrate our independence and our freedom on July 4th. That's what they're doing on May 17th?
In reality, it would be more like our September 17th, Constitution Day.
Oh.
But to them, it is freedom. It is when they got their own country and their own parliament and their own leadership.
And if you were in Norway on Setna Mai Day, is it like our July 4th or our Memorial Day where people are, you know, not working and going to celebrations and there's parades? And, I mean, is it a bigger deal there than we do our holidays here?
Oh, yes.
It is.
Everybody celebrates this day. And, of course, the youth from the schools are the ones that are celebrating, and the rush. The seniors in high school are having their, shall we say, uprising. They'll think Wounded Knee was a Sunday school picnic because they really go to it and have fun.
Now, where are you going to be today? How do you celebrate?
I'm going to be, first of all, over at First Lutheran Church, and I'm planning to go to Valley City, and then I'll be back here for 5 o'clock for Sons of Norway here in Fargo for their huge celebration. That's the biggest day at Sons of Norway here in Fargo.
Five to six. 5 to 6:30. Torsk and meatballs.
Right.
Cod and meatballs.
They do not need a reservation. Just come on down and they'll feed you.
Yeah.
And the concert by the accordion orchestra starts at 6 o'clock, and the Kringen choir and the afterwards, Albert Mikish will be playing for your dancing pleasure.
That sounds like fun.
And it will go on to midnight.
If you can't be at Fargo Sons of Norway where that's happening, find a location wherever you are because there's a lot going on. Thanks, Carol.
Right. Thank you.
Happy Send to Mind.
Talk to you, Liga Molda.
There we go. All right, Senator John Hoven, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. What lessons can be learned from the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? That question today for Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission.
I really believe our state and our tribes and our communities can do better. Again, this is a big bump in our road, but, you know, it's the mindset. I think it goes back to the personal mindset of people, whether or not they want to, you know, have the heart, have the faith, you know, have that that value of wanting to respect one another, no matter what color, race, creed, what have you. You know, we just got to create a better way moving forward of respect, communication, understanding, forgiveness. And I really think that begins with faith, Scott. I really believe that. But again, it's something that I'm going to do all I can to lead that. And again, it's going to be very, very challenging, but it's something I'm up to.
That's Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission, as part of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Radio program on the radio in the Northern Plains. We thank you for that. Time for the Delta Constructors. One call does it all. Call of the day. Speaking of Delta Constructors, if you're in the oil business, if you're a foreman, I would say this is the call I'm going to make today. Eric, right there at Delta Constructors, 406-250-8151, online at deltaconstructors.net as well. These folks do turnkey well sites. They load the line. They set your pump jacks. They fabricate the conditioning modules. I mean, everything. Tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering, either the electrical or mechanical side, pipe insulation. Have a portable flare trailer. If you're changing out your flare and need to continue to work, they set it up, switch it out, minimize the impact to your production. Bottom line, they solve your problems. They do. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151, 701-250-8151. Here's yesterday's call of the day. Fella on the road. Want to talk about President Trump and Russia and everything that was happening. Listen to what he said. Glad you're up on What's on Your Mind.
I am frustrated. I get sick of it every single day. Never support the man. It's beat him down every way possible. And if it was with any of it, truth to any of it whatsoever, maybe it would be different, but it's all lies and unnamed sources. And who even knows if it's an unnamed source or if it's just a reporter saying, I've got this from an unnamed source, and so the unnamed source is actually the reporter, just making up a lie.
All right, there's a lad's take. I love it when outside of the swamp, outside of the news media, outside of the talking heads and editorial pages and ever, you get clarity from somebody that just is out here making an honest living, thinking, hearing it all, but thinking it through to that point. So, great call. Appreciate it. Senator John Hovind joins us now on our Newsmaker line. Senator, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Doing good. Looking forward to catching up with you today. I have come to believe, given the day-after-day breathless sort of crisis-like reporting out of Washington, that the swamp, as he affectionately refers to it, doesn't like Donald Trump very much. Is there a growing hostility there? Is that real?
Well, there's no question. It's a tough environment. And, you know, look, we've got to operate off facts and, not anonymous news reports. And so, you know, with any of these things, we've got to make sure. I mean, obviously, we have to be careful and treat these issues you know, seriously, but we've got to get the facts.
Yeah, and I'm amazed. I mean, I can just think off the top of my head a couple of examples. You may remember them as well, where we were told the news media, by the news media, that something was so, and then quickly found out it was not the case. I think of one example of the reasoning in the media used for Donald Trump firing James Comey. Can't remember if this was New York Times or Washington Post. I think it was Washington Post. But they ultimately said that Donald Trump was mad because James Comey was asking for additional resources for the Russian investigation and therefore fired him. And then a day later, there was a Senate hearing, and the acting director of the FBI, McCabe, was up there, a well-known Democrat, and his wife's a Democrat running for, you know, some controversy surrounding his, you know, leaning to the left. My point, not a fire breather, but the acting FBI director, and has asked the question, you know, was Comey asking for more resources? And he said, no, absolutely not. And by the way, we don't do it that way. We don't go ask for resources on individual investigations. And if we were to ask for resources, we certainly wouldn't go to the Justice Department or the White House. We'd go to Congress. So to your point, that was represented as a fact in the media, and it was false within a day.
Right.
So you know, what do we believe?
Well, see, that's exactly what I'm saying. That shows why we have to get to the facts, and that's why in the case you're citing, the Intelligence Committee actually had Andrew McCabe, acting FBI director, come in and testify under oath, and he said very directly and clearly that no, they had not, that Comey had not asked for additional resources, and in fact, they had the resources that they needed. And so, again, that's why I say that, you know, we have to be careful about anonymous sources and news reports where they talk about a partial reading from a document, part of the document, those kind of things, and make sure that we get to the bottom of things on a factual basis.
You said it's a tough environment. You've been there for a while. Is it different under Trump? I mean, he's obviously not a political leader. This is new to him. And he's, you know, obviously unconventional in many ways. I think that happens to be one of the reasons that he had the appeal that he did in the presidential race and beat Hillary Clinton and all of his Republican opponents for the nomination. But is the way Washington works so at odds with how Donald Trump works that this is a battle and this is a tough environment unlike anything you've seen previously?
Well, he is a change agent. I mean, he has come in to make changes. The people of this country want change. One area where we're affecting change and making good progress is reducing the regulatory burden. And that's helping business. You've already seen it, for example, in the stock market. You're seeing it in our economic numbers in terms of job creation, those kind of things. And there's a lot more to do. I mean, we've got to reform the healthcare system, repeal and replace. We've got to, reform the tax code. We got to do more for our military. But when you come in and you're changing things, that obviously, you know, there's a lot of entrenched interests. And that does make it tougher. So that's all part of it, too. At the same time, though, you know, when you get these kind of allegations that have occurred, we have to be careful to take them seriously, but not jump to conclusions, not sensationalize, but instead go through them carefully, calmly, and factually, and get to the bottom and make sure that we're dealing with facts and handling things the way the American people want us to.
You had questioned in your statement about the change in the FBI director, the timing. I think you said he's got the right to do this.
Yeah.
He's the president, and he serves it as his pleasure. But I do question the timing. That struck me as I didn't understand the timing. Why? I took the timing as a new FBI, deputy director was in place. He got a chance. That's who, or deputy attorney general, rather, is in place. That's the person that ultimately oversees the FBI. He gets in, although it was delayed and took forever, but he gets in. He gets a chance to assess the FBI, and he says, this guy's not cutting it, writes a memo to Sessions, and it goes to the president. The president acts on it in a quick fashion. What about that timing concerns you?
Yeah, I think the point I was trying to make, Scott, is that questions have been raised because the FBI director has been discharged, and there is an ongoing investigation. Matter of fact, there's three investigations going on, one by the Senate Intelligence Committee, one by the House Intelligence Committee, another by the FBI. And so basically I'm saying, look, there's questions that have been raised about this and about the timing. So rather than speculate, rather than go on anonymous sources, let's make sure that the committees do their investigation fully and fairly on a bipartisan basis, and let's see what their report says. And let's get the facts before we jump to any kind of conclusions. So I think that's the, you know, frame of reference that I tried to put it in.
Did you believe it to be poor timing on the part of the president to make that change?
You know, I think he has the right to make the change, and I recognize that the timing, you know, maybe whenever you do it, it's difficult. Obviously, it would have been better had he done it right away, and given the ongoing investigation, it makes it more difficult. You can always second-guess these things, and again, I want to get all the facts, but you could certainly make the case that you let the investigation run its course, which the FBI is doing. You let the committees provide their reports, and then it might have worked better in terms of the timing. But, again, that's why I say let's get all the facts and all the information, and as long as things were done in a proper way, then that should address it.
You mentioned earlier the good work that's been done on reducing regulation and how that's ultimately helped the economy already. Do you think there's any validity to the thought that because of that, in other words, if that continues to be the Trump record, you reduce regulations, the economy improves, you know, and you just keep going on tax reform or anything else, and that would mean Trump would be president for as long as he wanted to be. And, you know, in other words, the economy comes back in a big way is what we've – this momentum continues, and there will be great electoral success for that, not only for Trump but for Republicans everywhere. I just think that's a basic, obvious fact. Is that one of the reasons that the opposition to Trump is ratcheting up, do you believe?
Well, I think you're getting at a very important point, and that's what I hear from people every day. And that is, look, they want the government to work for them, to focus on the things that make a difference in their lives, whether it's jobs, whether it's security, meaning both overseas, you know, strength to our military and, you know, defeating terrorism, as well as rule of law here at home. And, you know, obviously getting a health care system that works so they don't see these premiums spiking. So they want to focus on those things, and that is going to matter to them when they go to the polls and make decisions about, you know, who they're going to vote for. But at the same time, Scott, we've got to make sure that when the kind of allegations that have been brought up arise, that we go through them carefully and fully and make sure that we have the facts and make sure things are done right, that we don't speculate on, you know, anonymous sources and those kind of things, because that's part of our checks and balances in government, too. And they want that done as well in a serious, calm, and deliberative way.
Questions or comments for Senator Hovind, always welcome. 258-0550, our telephone number. You can also text me, 701-367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503. Don in Lanksford for Senator John Hovind on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Senator, quick question for you. I've got a friend who's a Democrat. He likes them. I don't know if this is true or not, but did Senator, I can't think of his name, Arizona.
McCain.
Did Senator McCain say something today about Trump resigning or, you know, something coming down that he needs to resign or there's going to be an even harder investigation on his issues with the Russian.
I think what you're talking about, Don, is he said the Russian probe is reaching the point of Watergate size.
Yeah.
He didn't say he ought to resign, but Senator McCain's rhetoric has certainly ratcheted up. Did you want Senator Hovind to comment about that?
Yeah, well, I would just say I think you've described what he said accurately.
Hang on one sec, Senator. We'll do this on the other side of the break. More coming up, folks, on What's on Your Mind.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America, you know.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Fortune Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayl for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with the hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Lockport City is a great place to visit on the Sit in the Mayan any day. They have a celebration of the Sons of Norway today and a lot of fun planned there, but there's always something going on. Great places to stay, great places to visit. Lockport City, say hi and tell them Scott sent you. All right, down in Langsford, Senator Hovind had a question specifically about something Senator McCain said. I did find it. It was said at a International Republican Institute dinner honoring him on Tuesday night. A number of reporters that were there said that basically he said the scandals within Trump's administration are reaching a Watergate size and scale. Don wanted you to comment on that.
Well, I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, Scott. Let's get a focus on the facts. Let's not sensationalize this. Let's make sure that we have, the people that are directly involved. Let's get their testimony. Let's do it carefully, fully, thoroughly. And that's exactly what not only the FBI is doing, but both our Intelligence Committee and the House Intelligence Committee. Let's get the reports. Those are bipartisan, so both sides get the way. But let's focus on the facts, and then we'll go from there and determine, make sure we understand exactly what happened and deal with it appropriately.
1 week ago today, Senator Heidi Heitkamp voted against a change in a rule, an Obama-era legislation. She essentially was voting in favor of the Obama administration rule limiting methane emissions from oil and natural gas drilling. And this is, being universally condemned by the oil and gas industry as a really bad thing. She's now saying she wants to work on a revised rule. Two questions. You know, what is the damage done from the missed opportunity in her known vote? She was the deciding vote, and she votes no. And will a revised rule fix it?
The thing is, this is essentially one of those federal one-size-fits-all rules that's problematic. And we're working very hard to give states primacy when it comes to regulation, whether it's, energy development or other issues, so that, we can continue to grow our energy economy. We can help our farmers and ranchers during this tough time with low commodity prices. We create jobs. And a clear recognition that how we do things in North Dakota is different than how they might do them in, say, California or New York or Pennsylvania. And so, again, this, like I say, is one of these federal one-size-fits-all rules that makes it harder and more expensive for our industry to operate. Our Industrial Commission is already working on this. They've done a lot of work. They've reduced our flaring from, close to, 35%. We're now down below 10%. They continue to work on it. And so that's the thing. And, these types of federal, as I said at the outset, federal regulation creates more costs and hurts our ability to grow the economy and create jobs. And so this is an example of one of those types of regulations. We thought we had it. We thought we had enough votes. It turns out we didn't get any help from the other side of the aisle. So now we'll try to do what we can administratively, but obviously, that's kind of makeshift. And then, of course, it can get changed by a future administration.
Jim, traveling Highway 83 for Senator Hovind. Go ahead.
Senator Hovind, it's an honor. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. As much as I appreciate, Senator, the fact that, we need to get the right news and people need to check their anonymous sources, and I agree it's a big problem. I would love to see you up your support for Donald Trump. And I know this is asking a lot politically, but, to say, hey, it's not like they're doing this by accident. They're actually creating the news, trying to create it with such untruth and with such a low level of integrity. Could you introduce a bill that addresses that without pounding on freedom of speech, which I have 1,000% support of? But they've taken that, abused it, perverted it. And we need to stop that and get some truth infused. And I realize that would be very politically unpopular and difficult, and I hope you're up for the challenge, Senator Oberman. Good luck with all that. And I sense political weariness in your voice. I just want you to know you got our full support out here. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, Jim, thanks for calling in. Look, whether it was my time as governor or my time here in the Senate, I really try to approach these things straightforwardly and try to be pragmatic, stay grounded, and do the best job I can, recognizing that it is a huge honor to represent the people of North Dakota and to do it as well as I can. So I take the approach where I, try to deal with things straight up. I try to get to the facts and take action based on facts, not based on, anonymous sources or any kind of sensationalizing. And so that's what I have to continue to do and will continue to do. And, again, North Dakotans, I think, are really grounded, common-sense people. And I think that's the approach they want.
Texter says, why can't you as Republicans surround our president, suppress all this fake news, and help Trump instead of letting everyone continue to beat him down? A similar question, so you don't need to respond to that. Our time is short here.
Well, what I would say, Scott, is, look, every day I try to focus on things we talked at the outset, and that is, again, getting after the things that strengthen our military, support our law enforcement, reform our health care, reduce the tax burden, Rick Tripper. I mean, these other things catch a lot of attention, a lot of headlines. They need to be dealt with properly, but that doesn't mean we're not down here, or at least I'm down here doing everything I can on these other important issues.
And, of course, that's a handful. If you, like you say, you're trying to get to the facts on everything they're throwing at you. And if you investigate everyone, you know, can you get everything else done? Sounds like you're so far accomplishing that. That's great. Didn't get to everybody today, but some good comments. We'll carry over some for Congressman Kramer next hour and other calls as well. And have Senator Hovind back as soon as we can. Thanks, Senator. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Scott.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Have you seen the Killdeer Mountains? It is one beautiful part of North Dakota. And our friends at Polar Service Center are looking for a shop supervisor to run their Killdeer location. So you get the best of both worlds. Work for a great company, Polar Service Center, and have some great beauty, outdoor recreation, and so much more all around you. Hunting and fishing is just phenomenal. If you have tank or trailer experience, management experience, call Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. Gary is the regional manager for Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have these service centers all across North America. If you have experience with tanks or trailers, this job is for you. Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. And by the way, they pay up to $32 an hour. They have great medical benefits, including 401k with matching. Incredible deal. 495-3592 to apply today. 701-495-3592. Call Gary at Polar Service Center.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.